Well, good morning. I'm glad to welcome you to our worship service this morning, and especially glad to welcome visitors and guests. We're glad you're here and hope you'll come back and join us again. I'm especially glad to welcome all of you. I told somebody earlier I expected about 10 of you with the rain and the cold, and I'm very proud you're all here. That's wonderful and great. I'll remind you that we do have our midweek Advent services again this week on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. There is a meal beforehand at 6. Please come and join us. Also, our community church's Advent study is again today at 4 o'clock. It is here at Redeemer. We'll be in our fellowship hall. And so please come and join us as we study in preparation for Christmas. Again, that's here today at Redeemer. There is a form in your bulletin about signing up for the nursery. They're hoping we'll get a lot of help and a lot of people who are willing to help keep the nursery. And so please sign up and turn that in. Also, I will tell you that somebody came to me and said that they had hoped to help some folks with the rain to be dropped off under the covered drive and get in. And I found somebody said that somebody parked there, meaning nobody else can use the covered drive. So if that was you, please take into account that might not be the best thing to do, and we would appreciate not parking there. You can use it and drop somebody off, but please let others use that as well, particularly on days like this when it's raining. Giving tree gifts are due today. So is there anything else, Becky, that we needed to say about that? Okay, if you miss, they'll call you. All right, great. Thank you. Jonathan. I miss Sarah. Let us prepare for our worship. Please rise. Blessed are you, O Lord our God, ruler of the universe. John the Baptist calls all people to prepare the Lord's way, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Bless us in the light of the candles on this wreath. Baptize us with the fire of your Spirit, that we may be a light shining in the darkness, welcoming others as Christ has welcomed us, for he is our light and our salvation. Blessed be God forever. Hear us, O Shepherd, as we cry to you.
Restore us, O
you who lead Joseph like a flock.
Restore us, O
you who are enthroned upon the cherubim.
Restore us, O
shine forth before Ephraim, Benjamin, and Manasseh.
Restore us, O
stir up your strength and come to help us.
Restore us,
O God. Let us wait patiently for the Lord.
God's restoration.
Let us take courage in the face of darkness.
God's light will surely shine.
Let us follow wherever God leads.
God's true.
Let us receive the Lord anew. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Stir up our hearts, Lord God, to prepare the way of your only Son. By his coming, give to all the people of the world knowledge of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Be seated, and with children, please come forward. Good morning. Look what I brought today. An angel shell. Yeah, it's a seashell made to look like an angel. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
Isn't there a normal shell which is called an angel
shell? I don't know. How did I make this? I didn't make it. Somebody made it and gave it to me. That was very nice of them, wasn't it? Guess where I used this?
At the beach.
No. On our Christmas tree. That's exactly right. Yeah, this goes on our Christmas tree.
On the beach.
That's where it came from. But that's not where I use it. Yeah.
No.
So.
Use the shells from the beach.
That's right, yes. But I use it now on my Christmas tree. And so the reason I'm thinking about this is guess what we put up yesterday? We put up our Christmas tree at our house yesterday. Yes, we did. There, and that gets me pretty excited because you know what's coming if we put up our Christmas tree?
You're decorating it?
Well, yeah, that's true. Well, it means Christmas is coming, right? Yeah.
My birthday's coming.
Your birthday's coming, and we're celebrating Wesley's birthday. No, we're celebrating Christmas. So, when... When you see lights on houses and Christmas decorations and things, it helps you get ready to celebrate Christmas, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because you know it's coming.
Yeah, because there's a lot of lights.
That's right. And so it got me thinking about what kind of things did you do to get ready to come to church today? Who brushed their teeth? Okay, good. That's a good thing. You ate Doritos to come to church. That's good. You had breakfast. That's a better way to say that. Yeah. You had cereal. Okay. Who got in a car and rode here? All that was to get here and come to church. There's a lot of things that happen for us to prepare to worship here every Sunday. For example, y'all know the music dude, Mr. Jim, right? Can you wave at us, Mr. Jim? He's way over there. Do you know all the music you hear today? I've had to hear all week because he's in here practicing and practicing and practicing getting ready.
Can I do something?
And no.
Why do you have to practice so much?
That's a good question.
So I will sound pretty good.
Okay. And then look just past him. You see all those choir members out there? Every Wednesday, they're here for hours singing away. No, they don't practice that much. They're pretty good as it is. But they practice to get ready for being here on Sunday. Yeah, and singing the songs and singing praise to God. Or look behind me. You see that big purple, that big blue cloth?
Yeah.
Well, just 2 weeks ago, it was white. Who changed it?
You?
No, I didn't change it. No, we have a group of people called the Altar Guild. And they were making everything, getting things prepared for us to celebrate Advent, which prepares us for Christmas. Or look up on the altar. That's where we have the bread and the wine for communion. Wesley, you're knocking all my stuff out, son. Let me have my hymn book. You're going to mess me all up. Now I don't know what all came from where.
So,
yeah. I gotcha. So anyway, thank you. So anyway, did that bread and wine just magically appear there?
No.
No, the altar guild.
They had to make it.
They had to make it.
Like
or I don't know if you got any of the cookies before you came in here that are back there in our small fellowship hall.
I had a muffin.
You had a muffin? Well, did those just magically appear here?
No.
No, somebody had to prepare that and get that there. Or are the adults, a lot of them, drink coffee on Sunday morning? Yeah, Mr. Tim made and prepared that. He got here early this morning for so that our people could have coffee.
Yay.
Yeah, and I don't know if you're allowed to have coffee or not.
Coffee.
You can drink coffee?
I drink pumpkin spice latte.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, I don't drink coffee. So anyway, what I'm telling you is we prepare for a lot of things. We prepare for a lot of things for church, like presents, and that's for Christmas. We're celebrating Jesus' birth, and right now... Right now in Advent is our time to get ready for this celebration of Christmas. We're going to be celebrating that God is sending His Son and our Savior here to us and to be with us. So, when you see lights on trees or when you see something that's happened, you know those have been prepared. Like Salute of Shoals and stuff. And that all helps us get ready to celebrate Christmas as well. All right, let's have a prayer. Dear Jesus, thank you for coming to be with us and to save us. Help us to be ready for your coming. Amen. All right, go in peace and serve the Lord. Thank y'all.
A reading from Malachi. See, I am sending my messenger to prepare the way before me, and the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, indeed he is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of his coming, and who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the descendants of Levi and refine them like gold and silver until they present offerings to the Lord in righteousness. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and as in former years. The word of the Lord. A reading from Philippians. I thank my God every time I remember you, constantly praying with joy in every one of my prayers for all of you, because of your sharing in the gospel from the first day until now. I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work among you will bring it to completion by the day of Jesus Christ. It is right for me to think this way about all of you, because you hold me in your heart, for all of you share in God's grace with me, both in my imprisonment and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel. For God is my witness, how I long for all of you with the compassion of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may overflow more and more with knowledge and full insight to help you determine what is best, so that in the day of Christ you may be pure and blameless, having produced the harvest of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ for the glory and praise of God. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the third chapter. In the 15th year of the reign of Emperor Tiberius, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, and his brother Philip ruler of the region of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Licinius ruler of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. He went into all the region around the Jordan, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As it is written in the book of the words of the prophet Isaiah, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways made smooth. And all flesh shall see the salvation of God." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. One Sunday morning at a small southern church, the new pastor called on one of his older deacons to lead in the opening prayer. The deacon stood up, bowed his head, and said, "Lord, I hate buttermilk." The pastor opened one eye and wondered where this was going. The deacon continued, "Lord, I hate lard." Now the pastor was totally perplexed. And the deacon continued, "And Lord, I ain't too crazy about plain flour. But after you mix them all together and put them in a hot oven, I just love biscuits. Lord, help us to realize when life gets hard, when things come up that we don't like, whenever we don't understand what you are doing, that we need to wait and see what you are making. After you get through mixing and baking, it'll probably be something even better than biscuits. Amen." What a great prayer. And that's just the thing about God. When life gets hard, especially when life gets hard, we can trust that God is at work mixing and baking and turning out something far better than we expect. That's what Zechariah knew. Zechariah's song says that in the midst of a world in need, Jesus is the answer to our prayers. You might not have noticed it when it came by earlier today, but today is one of those rare days when our psalm reading didn't come from a psalm. Instead, it was part of a song by a man named Zechariah. Zechariah's song is a fascinating piece of scripture and has a fascinating story to go with it. Zechariah was a priest. And as was the custom in those days, the priests took turns tending to the needs of the temple in Jerusalem. when it was Zechariah's turn to enter the temple and burn incense, an angel appeared to him and told him that he and his wife would have a son in spite of their advanced age. "You will name him John," the angel said. And Zechariah said, perhaps a little doubtfully, "How can this be?" And the angel replied, "To serve as a sign that this is indeed so, you won't be able to speak until all of this comes to pass." And when Zechariah left the temple, he couldn't speak a word. And what happened next? Well, just as the angel said, Elizabeth, his wife, got pregnant. And when the boy was born, all their friends and relatives said, "You shall name him Zechariah after his father." But Elizabeth said, "No, he shall be named John." And so they asked Zechariah, who would be the one to decide the matter, and he motioned for a writing tablet. And he wrote, "His name is John." And immediately the scriptures tell us his tongue was loosed, and Zechariah broke forth into this song of praise for what God was doing. It was an answer to their prayers. Like Abraham and Sarah, they got a child in their old age, a child who would be the servant of God, a child caught up in the very midst of God's plan and pointing the way to the salvation God had in mind. And Zechariah's song says that what God is doing is indeed an answer to our prayers. "You have come to your people and set them free," it says. "You have raised up for us a mighty Savior. You promised to save us, to show mercy, to remember your promise. You promised to set us free, free to worship you without fear." And then Zechariah sings of what God is doing in this child to bring this promise to fulfillment. "You, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High. You will prepare the way. You will give God's people knowledge of salvation and forgiveness of sins. The dawn from on high will break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet to the way of peace." These were powerful words. Words of God's faithfulness to his promise. Words that speak of God acting to save us, to make us free in Jesus. Words that tell how God is taking our world gone so wrong and setting all things right. And the names? Zechariah means God remembers. And John means God has given grace. It's better than biscuits. It's just what we've hoped for. It's just what we need. Jesus comes, the answer to our prayers. Amen.
Thank you.
gloom of death and lead us into peace. Gathered as God's people, we confess our faith. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. With the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, let us pray for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Living God, our hearts are filled with wonder at all that you do among us. We thank you for your mercy, for your love, for your grace. Most especially, we thank you for your perfect answer to our needs. We thank you for Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, God of grace, we pray now for a greater trust. Help us to let go of the worries and struggles we cling to in our lives and to give them over to you in complete trust and hope. It's a hard thing for us to do, O God. We so much want to be in control in our lives. But remind us that you are always there, our Savior. And that when life gets beyond our abilities, we can turn to you and trust in you. Lord, in your mercy. Loving God, we are a people walking in darkness who need your great light. Our world is so full of hurts and illnesses and problems and trials. Bless all those who are sick, those in need, those who are alone or afraid, those who are lost or hungry or poor. Bless all in need, O God, and especially those whom we remember before you. Lord, in your mercy. Heavenly Father, we thank you for calling us today into this Christian community. We are glad to be in your family, glad to receive your love, glad to feel you so near to us. Help us always to live as your people, not only while we are here, but also while we are apart. Fill us with your Holy Spirit that we might model who we are on who you are. Lord, in your mercy, into your hands, gracious God, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share God's peace. that may please you best.
Let us pray. God of abundance, we
bring before you the precious fruits of your creation, and with them our very lives. Teach us patience and hope
as we care for all those in need until the coming of your Son,
our Savior and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. You comforted your people with the promise of the Redeemer, through whom you will also make all things new in the day when he comes to judge the world in righteousness. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. God of power and might, heaven and earth are filled with your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna. The beginning and the end, the giver of life. Praise to you for the birth of creation. Praise to you in the darkness and in the light. Praise to you for your promise to your people. Praise to you in the prophet's hopes and dreams. Praise to you for Mary's openness to your will. Praise to you for your Son Jesus, the Word made flesh. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again.
With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth in his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. Come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth.
Come, Holy Spirit.
All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen.
Let us pray. O Holy One, we give you thanks that in this bread and cup we have feasted again on your endless love. Let that love overflow more and more in our lives, that we may be messengers to prepare your way, harvesters of justice and righteousness, and bearers of your eternal word, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Amen.
We won't let that get out.
We won't put that in the newsletter, isn't it?